Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. Please take your seats.
The year, 2018. The night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. A moment that honored one of the most cosmically progressive bands, known as the Moody Blues. Inductee Ann Wilson of Heart waxes poetic of the monumental impact the Moody Blues had not only on her life, but the lives of millions growing up during the psychedelic 60s. She underlines the philosophical, spiritual, everyday messages that are found in the Moody Blues lyrics and how they influenced her early writing as she became a, quote, disciple of their words. The audience swells with applause as she illustrates how Days of Future Past helped birth the genre of progressive rock and influenced bands such as Genesis, Yes, and Rush. As the band takes the stage, each one shares their gratitude and thanks with millions of fans who decided to take this trip with them. Band member Justin Hayward ends the speech with a humbled appreciation to be celebrated and honored among his heroes who inspired him to create music that transcends time, space, and quite possibly this dimension.
Hello! Human beings of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm here this evening to induct the Moody Blues into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Moody Blues took me from childhood to adulthood as a disciple. Their philosophical, spiritual, and romantic and everyday messages were liberating and challenging to my then-forming mind. The very few boys who took me out on dates in those days were instantaneously upstaged if Nights in White Satin or Dawn is a Feeling came on the car radio. And when Legend of a Mind was played, the date was usually over because, because the awkward gropings of earthly boys didn't seem to resonate on that astral plane. Anyway, as a young art student in Seattle, at the end of the 1960s, my friends and I digested the Moody Blues music while we were reading The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, Steppenwolf, Doors of Perception, and Rumi, and seeing 2001 A Space Odyssey and Yellow Submarine between classes. We listened and re-listened and discussed the songs for years. And when we tripped, we took the Moody Blues along. Yeah. Sorry. And when we drew and painted or laid in the sun or stared into a slow-burning candle flame, the Moody Blues music was on and we were listening. Later, when I dreamed and began writing songs of my own, Justin Hayward's work was my standard of beauty and purity. In those very early days, we students sang their songs in our bedrooms, in bars, and out in the fields before nature bowed down her head. Ray Thomas inspired me to play the flute in my own band and keep it real. Yeah. The Moody Blues are not cool or ironic. They are not a construct. There is a beautiful and approachable honesty about the poetry and a natural intelligence in the music. You can lie back and listen to any one of the albums, beginning to end, and go out of the world. You can leave this dimension and sample all the questions, the magic, the romance, the metaphysics, the poetry, and the power, and be back the same day, singing Aum in beautiful three-part harmony. A perfect landing. Now, in 1967, the Moody Blues made a record that changed the face of popular music and influenced an entire generation of progressive musicians, including Yes, Genesis, ELO, and many, many, many others. For the first time, Mellotron was introduced to rock and roll mainstream, and rock married classic orchestra. There was no progressive showboating or self-indulgent mathematical noodling, just great, classy music that expanded your mind, sang to your heart, took you inward, and lifted you higher. So released the same year as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Days of Future Past was one of the original concept albums that would change. Yes. Same year, a few months apart, right? And that record would take rock into the realm of art and introduce philosophy into the rock mainstream. I'm sorry, but from then on, Louie Louie, for all its anthemic rawness, was no longer enough. The cosmic cat was out of the bag for generations of imaginative musical seekers who needed their rock to have substance. All this is beyond impressive, I know, and this is mind-boggling. All this first stuff is really big. But let us not overlook the simple fact that the Moody Blues are and always have been a kick-ass rock band. Yeah. From day one, Denny Lane, Ray Thomas, Mike Pinder, Graham Edge, John Lodge, and Justin Hayward hit hard and go way deep. The Moody Blues are as mind-blowing in concert as on record. They have sold 70 million albums and counting worldwide, and they have continued to do so without selling their creative soul for 54 years and counting. Tonight, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally honors what 70 million plus listeners and counting have known for over half a century. Ladies and gentlemen, human beings, welcome to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Moody Blues!
After the break, we'll hear acceptance speeches from members of the Moody Blues on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
I won't keep you long, since I wasn't in the band that long, all right? But I got to tell you, Mike and Ray came up to me. They wanted to form a new band, and I said, if we can play blues music, yeah. But I'm really pleased to say that these guys got rid of the blue suits and went on to other things, and I'm a big fan. So there you go. The Moody Blues, I love you, all right?
Hello. Wow. I'm not going to make a long speech. I'm 77 years old. I ain't got time. The first thing I want to do, I want to thank Jess and John for putting up with me for 50 years and counting. I want to thank me for putting up with Jess and John for 50 years and counting. I want to thank everyone in the world that's ever helped me. You know who you are. Thank you. And all the people in the world that haven't helped me, screw you. God bless you all. That's all I got left of. Apparently, I've got to talk a bit longer, like that guy over there. So, this... it was so long that we were eligible and didn't make it, that I got a real sour grapes feeling about it, you know. I don't want it, the grapes are sour. And when it actually became something for us all to appreciate and have, I did realize that it means the world to me. Thank you.
Wow. In 1967, Graham Edge, Mike Pinder, Ray Thomas. Justin Hayward, myself, along with our producer, Tony Clark, who went into the Decca recording studio in London, England, and 7 days later, we came out with an album that changed our lives forever. The album, Days of Future Past. And I'd like to thank American Radio for supporting us for 5 decades. Their belief in us has just been tremendous and has given us encouragement to keep going and doing everything we love to do, and that's make music. I'd like to thank also some of our friends at the radio, Howard Stern, Mancow, and the late Scott Muni out of New York for their total belief in the band. And of course, to the fans here tonight and all over the world, this is your moment. This is your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Over the years, we've worked with many people, and I just want to name a few people. Sir Edward Lewis, who was chairman of the Decca Record Company in the UK, and he started, I think, the Decca Record Company here in the USA. Walt McGuire, who was president of London Records here in New York. Jerry Weintraub. Tom Hewlett. And Barry Clayman. There's all the people that have been with us for all these years. And I'd like to just, on a personal side, for my wife, Kirsten, my daughter, Emily, and my son, Christian. And of course, my flossing hero, John Henry. You are the pillars and the foundation of my life. Thank you at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much. Thank you. If you if you didn't know already, well, we're just a bunch of British guys, so and you know, it's quite hard explaining the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the other side of the Atlantic. I live near the Italian border, and I live in a place, and there's a British English community there. Of course, you know, the British will always form a community and a class system round a table, wherever you go. But I was on the street, walking to the shops the other day, and I met a woman I knew, and she said, "Well, what are you boys up to then?" And I said, "Oh, we're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame." "Oh," she said, "oh, well, when are you being induced?" So it's kind of like being induced there for the last few hours. We've been induced. And but of course, to us and to all the British musicians, this is the home of our heroes. And we all know that. Until the Beatles came along and changed the world. But this is the home of my heroes, and to be celebrated even in the same street, in the same building, in the same town, even as Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers And the woman who showed us how, and tonight the woman who showed us how it all should be done, that's Nina Simone. I'm personally very grateful to my parents, for the love and encouragement that they gave. And I'm very grateful also to John and to Mike and to Ray and to Graham. And it's been such a wonderful partnership, and for them putting up with a 19-year-old jerk that was me trying to get my songs done. And I would also just mention, like John, some of the radio personalities, and I would add to Scott Mooney and Howard and Mankow, Alison Steele, who was called the Nightbird, and some of you might remember her. She was a wonderful, wonderful DJ. It's a privilege anyway, and of course, all of the thanks and gratitude really go to the Moody Blues fans and for giving us this wonderful life in music.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Chacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.